Heather McDonald has got the juicy scoop. When you're on the road, when you're on the go, Juicy Scoop is the show to know. She talks Hollywood tales, her real life Mr. Segment, serial data, and serial sister. You'll be addicted and addicted fast to the number one tabloid real life podcast. Listen in, listen up. Woo, woo. Heather McDonald, Juicy Scoop.
Hello and welcome to Juicy Scoop. Well, got some juicy updates on some trials that we're following. And then I've got Kendra Wilkinson. You know her from Girls Next Door, Playmate, Kendra on Top. Well, now she is a real estate agent with her own show about her journey as a single mom trying out this very difficult career. And it's on Discovery Plus, and I get all the juicy scoop about it. And she's very raw and open, and I think you guys will really enjoy it. The Jussie Smollett trial is just getting juicier and juicier. He is now saying on the stand, Jussie, that he knew, met the brothers, met one of the brothers 2 years prior where he did cocaine with the brother, and they went to a gay bathhouse and sexually got together. Then they went to another female strip club and met the other brother, and you know, then apparently they were his personal trainers. He is consecutively saying, like, no, I am telling the truth. From the moment that I thought white supremacist people attacked me that were homophobic, the brothers are saying they did it because Jussie asked him to and paid him $3,500, in which there was a check that said that. Don Lemon is in trouble from CNN because Jussie said on the stand that Don let him know that in him reporting the story about Jussie, he had information and let Jussie know, hey, they're starting to question your story. And it's because of that reason that Jussie didn't immediately hand over his phone when the police asked. That does not look good for Don Lemon. Don Lemon is also on CNN. That is where Chris Cuomo was just fired for tipping off his brother, the governor of New York, about the investigation into the governor of New York sexual harassment cases. And they were saying, they investigated Chris. They found out that he kind of violated this journalistic code where you're not supposed to, when you're investigating something, you're not going to go tip off who you're investigating, brother or not. So in Chris's case, it was his brother. In this case, it's with Jussie. I don't know what's going to happen. I thought that was kind of juicy. But he is he's on the stand and he is just very animated. And he talks about how he saw himself as the Black Cary Grant and that, you know, that the producer of Empire is the one who told him he was fat. And that's why he hired these two guys to be his personal trainers in the first place. And it's just really whether who you believe or not, I guess. But that is kind of a crazy trial that's going around. And he said he was just very combative in his testimony. But he also seemed calm while on the stand for several hours on Monday. So it's going back. But he just really says it was not a hoax. This really happened to him. He did not pay the brothers $3,500 to fake beat him up for attention. That is what he is saying. And he doubled down on that and that he only reached out to Asundario, one of the brothers, to be his personal trainer. So there you go. This was kind of interesting. So Dorit's husband was arrested just weeks after she was held at gunpoint for a DUI. He was pulled over and he blew a .81. But then once they took him to the police station, he blew again. And it was a 0.07 something. So it's anything over 0.8 is you're arrested for a DUI. I don't know where this case stands, but people do not drink and drive, you know, even if you're PK. But it doesn't look good. It just, you know, it's not the worst DUI. It's not like he was 3.5 or something, but not great for them. But hey, she's got a storyline. You know, they're filming Housewives where there's people are still questioning if she pulled a Jussie Smollett. Did this crime actually happen? I said I believed it from the start. You've heard me talk about, you know, the crime that's happening in Los Angeles. A couple was just were waiting for their car outside of a beautiful hotel in downtown LA and waiting for an Uber. It was like 1 a.m. They probably went to like a holiday party. They had all their best jewelry on, probably a Rolex and the diamonds and everything. And two guys came up and at gunpoint right there in front of the hotel at the valet place, forced them to give them their jewelry, $100,000 worth of jewelry. But I have seen the surveillance of this, and there is some people that are really questioning it. It is weird. I said that it was at 10:30. It is weird that it's kind of the way it was done is sort of strange. But there's no more on that. But anyway, that will be juicy too. You know, she's going to be like Yolanda when Yolanda was accused of Munchausen's. Maybe some of the girls will start to say, I don't know. It is weird that the robbers came at 10:30, but I don't know. These robbers are coming in the day. They're doing the smash and grabs at Nordstrom. I called it the grab and goes, and you guys corrected me. A grab and go is where you get like a pre-made wrap sandwich at Starbucks. A smash and grab is when you go into Nordstrom's and you smash the jewelry cases and you grab the purses. Interestingly, though, yesterday a Juicy Scooper got a notification that Nordstrom's is having a grab-and-go sales right now. Oh, my God. You got to laugh about this stuff, right? Stay safe out there, kids. Okay. The prosecution rests in the Josh Duggar child pornography trial. This is so gross. I don't want to get into details of it. But basically, he had very graphic porn on his computer at work at the used car salesman place. That's how there are people that their whole job is to find this distribution of child porn. And they found that it was going to the IP address at his work computer, not his home computer. And it is young children engaging in two young girls naked that are like 5 or 7 engaging in, you know, being raped by a full grown man. That is the stuff he was watching. That's what the prosecution is claiming. Absolutely disgusting. And, you know, his parents knew about the fact that he molested young girls as young as 4 and 5 years old when he was 15. They knew that. That all came out too. Of course, the wife is standing by him. So, they've rested now. Now there'll be the defense, and then we'll see what happens with this one. But they did say there is no child pornography that was found on his home phone, on his home laptop or his phone. So, was that through the work? So that might be the defense that's not strong enough. There still could be some doubt that there wasn't some other weird guy that got on his computer. I'm sure that's what will be the defense. And then if the jury is at all feeling that there's enough doubt, maybe he will get off. Rebel Wilson, I thought this was interesting. Rebel Wilson, you know her. She's the beautiful Australian actress. She's very funny. She's been in all the Pitch Perfect stuff. She lost weight, and she's as beautiful as ever, but she wanted to lose weight so that she could have a baby, because she heard that she might have trouble. It'll improve her chances if she loses weight. However, she just revealed that her team of agents and managers and publicists were upset when she lost all that weight, because they felt that was her brand, that she was the funny heavier girl, you know, that's just a bummer. I mean, people should be able to, you know, be however they feel healthy. The same thing as if someone was super thin and sexy and then their physical appearance changed and someone's like, well, we can't get you work anymore. You can't get in the Baywatch bathing suit. This is like the opposite of it. And, so I hope she gets a lot of work and we see that she can be funny at any size. But, you know, they're so about what you are, you know, like, oh, were the lines funnier because it was coming from this girl that wasn't picture perfect, you know, that she was not what the other girls look like the one girl that didn't match the others? Is that what made her such a funny, workable, and hireable actress? I don't know, but they didn't like it. I guess their team were just, what did they do? Like, she's like, they're like, hey, saw you the other day. What are you doing, Rebel? You look a little smaller. Do we need to send you some donuts? I mean, what were they doing about it? Pete Davidson and Machine Gun Kelly did this dumb thing about where they got down their underwear because they've been listening to Juicy Scoop, and I said they must have big dicks. They joked they were self-deprecating that they didn't. But isn't this cute? They're all hanging out, you know, with their look-alike girlfriends. Kim Kardashian is now hanging out with, Megan Fox, who is starting to look like Kim Kardashian. These two guys look alike. It's fun. It's fun. What can I say? Well, guys, now I've got the girl next door who can sell the property next door to hers. That's right, everybody. Please welcome Kendra Wilkinson now. Hello, and welcome to Juicy Scoop. I am with realtor, supermodel, girl next door, mother, reality star, Kendra Wilkinson. I can't believe you're finally on the show. I've been asking you for 6 years.
I'm so happy to be here finally. We've been playing this tag for a couple of years now.
Yes.
I'm finally here.
Saw you at Target right across the street.
Did.
So then when I wrote to you and I said, listen, you can go to my show and you can go to Target after.
That's
the next menu way to get people to come to Woodland Hills. But right now you have a new show, Kendra Sells Hollywood on Discovery Plus. I think we were up to 5. You said a new one came out, episode.
Yeah.
And so when I heard that you were getting your real estate license, I don't know if you posted it or something, it came out. I said on the show, I said, this is a great idea, but she should go right into doing a reality show about real estate. And that's what I predict. So then when it happened, I'm like, well, one of my predictions came true. And I think it was a really good idea.
Oh, thank you so much.
Yeah.
I appreciate your enthusiasm and your excitement with my life and my journey. That's why I do what I do. Like, it really, connecting with you right now and how much you know and how much you wanted this to happen for me, you have no idea how much I'm grateful for that. It's, you know, I live an extremely lonely life without my, you know, I have my kids and I don't have my kids. And it's, I'm more of a person who travels life alone. I don't have, you know, a lot of people around. No.
Yeah, I thought that was interesting.
So it's,
in the show, we kind of see that real side of you.
Right, but what I'm saying is it means the world to me that a few people around are actually hoping that I'm good and hoping that I succeed in some way, shape, or form. There are a lot of people out there that, you know, just want to watch me fall, fail, out of jealousies and stuff like that. So it's really helpful for me, and it gives me so much energy to keep going. So I appreciate your positivity.
Oh, you're so sweet. Well, I've watched you forever, you know, throughout for people that don't know, let's just jump a little bit to your history to how you got here. Okay, the first thing was we really got to know you from Girls Next Door.
Yep.
Which, what year did that start?
I remember starting the Girls Next Door at the age of 19, which was 2004. And I entered the mansion at 2003. There was no show, no cameras and stuff like that. So,
weren't you just like one of the models they had at the parties first?
I got hired to become a model and to walk around. Yeah, and I was like, oh my god, how cute, how fun! So I went and did that, and then,
you would be one of the girls that they painted, like a bikini on.
I got hired to be painted and walk around serving some stuff. And then next thing you know, I'm living at the mansion.
So you were living at the mansion and then the TV cameras came.
Yeah, the cameras came later. So we I did not enter the mansion with cameras on. So it was more of a private deal before the cameras turned on, and life was fine. It was great. It was, you know, I made my choices, and life was good. I had, you know, five star chef in maid service 24/7, and I'm sitting here like, oh my god, I went from this little apartment in San Diego to this luxury lifestyle like overnight, and I was like, oh my god, life couldn't get better. I'm like loving it. And
well, I went to some parties before your time. So I went to the parties around like 1998, 99, and all like I remember I was at a party. I knew Bill Maher, and some guy that was with Bill Maher was like, would you like to go to the Playboy Mansion? And I was like, yeah, you know, yeah. And then so the way it would work is they said, okay, you can, you know, so I got to go to the first party. And then I was like, well, I got to bring somebody. Like, mm-hmm. And I'd call this number of this girl, and she'd be like, all right, well, you have to mail her photo.
Yeah.
The other girl, you've been approved. I was approved. So then I sent the photo, and then they got approved. And then every time before getting on the bus across from UCLA to go to the mansion, they'd take your photo, make sure you're still hot enough to be invited back the next year. And then we got the invitation for New Year's Eve 2000. And it was when he had the seven girlfriends, you know?
Yeah.
And I was so excited, and I'm like, oh my god, well now I'm married, right?
Yeah.
And so I call the girl and I'm like, yes, I'm RSVPing, but this time my guest is going to be my husband. She goes, no, it's not.
Oh.
It's a singles party.
Yeah.
She's like, I didn't know you were married. And I'm like, and then that was it. And then I never got invited again. And what kills me is
Makes sense.
Peter and I were together, and he was fine letting me go all his other times. He would have let me go for New Year's Eve too, but I was like, oh, it'll be so fun to have my husband's experience.
That's what Mastros is for.
Yeah. Just having a nice New Year's Eve at Mastros and having like a nice steak dinner with a bunch of other boring couples. Yeah. But one thing I always said when people go, even Annie, when I was saying, you know, I used to go to the mansion, you know, and she was, what's it was like? I'm like, I was so into the food. Like those parties, when you talked about the food was so good at those parties. And I was like a young starving
freshly
girl
made.
Too.
Everything
and
was freshly made out of the oven. Like, I mean, it was just,
It was a very fancy, fabulous parties. And you know,
that's when the parties were good too,
because there were no cameras, and they would let us take photos, and then towards the end they said no photos.
But phones did not exist at that time, so it was such a cool look. I came a little later, but I still got the tail end of the best situation.
Yes.
You know, I got to experience true Playboy parties, like. Front and center, obviously.
Yeah.
And it was just so fun. And
I
had
Halloween,
the best time.
Midsummer Night's Dream.
Yeah. And then,
New Year's Eve.
But then phones started, like the sidekicks started coming out and all this. And then the parties ended up plummeting because nobody, what celebrity wants to go there and be exposed, you know, kind of like,
right.
It was more of a private event more than anything. And did you ever see anything too crazy there?
I never saw anything
Me
crazy.
Me neither.
I just thought.
What is wrong? Where are the crazy? I mean, I lived there. And I just, I mean, I look, the I bedroom mean, was a different situation, but I never saw anything too crazy going on.
I never saw anybody doing any sex act or anything. I didn't even saw anyone do like
wedding.
Cocaine. I mean, I'm sure they went to the bathroom.
It was banned. I don't understand where people. Okay, so what happens is.
It was just all beautiful people dressed up. There were the same like 10 celebrity
men. Maybe before the mansion or after the mansion, the after party. But I never saw anything too crazy going on.
No, it was just super fun dancing.
People are going crazy talking about how crazy stuff. I'm like, where? I never saw anything like that.
Yeah.
People made out in the grotto. Ooh, people make out at the, you know, the Best Western freaking hot tub too. Like, what's so different?
Yeah. No. And I remember I went kind of thinking I'd walk into some room. Like there was the gym behind the grotto and I was like, there's nothing going on here. Like I was just like, what? You know, and then I would see the usual suspects like Scott Baio every time.
But then I kept saying to myself, I'm like, how do I make this place crazy?
I need to be the one. Yeah. Because this place needs to have a little crazy.
So they say, come live in the mansion. So you're living that life. You're eating the food. You get. But I do remember telling my friend, and I said, you know, these Playboy girls that are at the party, I go, it's work. The parties are work.
Yes. Yes.
Because back then,
you can't even drink.
But you could drink. You could bring a camera. So I have to find my photos. But everybody that we asked to take a photo with would take photos.
Yeah.
And then right at the tail end of me being disinvited because I got stupid and got married was the they did say now no more cameras.
Yeah.
But like I have a photo with Carmen Electra. Like I have all that, and everybody was so sweet
every
and
now
fun.
And then a camera could turn up, and that was fine. But then it got just saturated with cameras and cell phones, and then that's when nobody wanted to come.
It became with Girls Gone Wild. I mean, sorry, not Girls Gone Wild, Girls Next Door. Then it sort of became like parties where it was profitable. You could pay to go to the party.
Yeah, so that's where people are confused with the mansion parties and the like there are a lot of companies, people would rent out the backyard of the Playboy Mansion and host and have their own parties.
Yeah.
And they would call it a Playboy party, and people would come, and then they would go crazy. I would never go to those.
Yeah.
Like, I would never go out. But those were the crazy ones, and that gave the classy ones the bad reputation. Look, there was, I'm sure, a lot of sex happened in the classy parties that we're not aware of. I mean, maybe orgies were happening.
I don't really. I think it was more like people met each other. Like, it was just the best Hollywood party. To me, it felt like the best Hollywood party you could go to.
It was so fun. It was great.
But there weren't a lot of men. I never met a guy I liked or anything, because there was a handful of the same male celebrities and then just all the girls. I would make friends with girls, literally, and then we'd be like, let's go to the next party together. So it was more like I'd make friends with girls because it was so uneven.
Yeah, in my eyes, I wasn't there for girls. It was like entering probably equivalent to a sorority idea. Like, I was just wanting to just go crazy and be the dance on tables and I mean, at that time all those yummy football players would come in, and oh, you know what would happen after during the daytimes. I would be like, oh, so where are you at?
So when you were there living there as like a half girlfriend or whatever, you'd spend your time with Hef, but you could also date other people.
Oh, Hef never, like, Hef, it's so much different than you ever really thought. Yes, sex was involved, and that's very clear. There's enough information out there to give you the idea of what that was like. That's the truth. We all know that. But the daily life living there is not what you think. It's, you know, you wake up, he's in his office working. He really doesn't engage unless it's work related. So he would wake up, go to work, and I would jump in my Escalade and go to Runyon Canyon for the day and meet these football players later. And I would just, you know, I had my own separate life, to be honest with you.
So you had a couple years of that life. And then how did they present, you know what, we have this idea for a show. And how did they choose you and Bridget and Holly over other girls that were kind of living in the same situation?
Look, I just remember the moment that he brought the show up. We were in a limo, and he's like, "Oh, so we got asked to do a reality show. At first, it was going to be about me and my sons, and my wife next door, and it was about me and my kids." And I'm like, "Oh, that's great! Congratulations." And he goes, "No, now it's going to be about you guys, and it'll probably." And I'm like, "Excuse me, what did you fuck? Did you say?" I'm like, "I'm not." My initial reaction to this was like, "Hell no!"
And at this time, how old are you now? At this time, 22?
I was 19 at the time.
Oh, you were only 19.
Yeah,
okay.
But I like.
Why were you like, hell no?
Because I'm like, oh my God, I made my choices. I'm having a great time with them. But then I instantly, when we were approached with the show, I instantly knew what the public was going to be doing to us and portraying us. I was like, okay, like I'm living a more private way and I'm like enjoying my life and, yeah. and things are going good. And I'm even like thinking about going to, I was going to school. I was even thinking about getting my real estate license and things like that. And life was just simple and good. Yeah. And I instantly knew, I'm like, shit, I'm going to be known as a full blown hooker here. And am I ready for that? Am I ready for like the world to like, know or think that I'm a certain way when I'm just a simple person? And, I instantly said, hell no, you're not getting me entering that room. You're not getting me entering his bedroom. Fuck this. Fuck that. And so then they had to come to me and be like, okay, we promise we're not going to get you entering. There's no entering the bedroom. And I'm like, you might be winning me over here. I might just, you know, I was not
and
ready
they,
for
did
it.
Did you make good money the first
no.
year?
No. Okay. We made zero money. Zero. And that, to this day.
So you just signed a release like you did to be on Juicy Scoop? That was it?
We got a little sum, but it wasn't. I don't know. It was fun. I liked doing it, but it was a little bit risk. The risk was more extreme over the reward. The rewards of putting myself out there weren't matching, and I had a good time. I was having a great time, and the experience of, you know, traveling and all that stuff was so amazing, and I couldn't be more grateful for it. But then the start of it was a little risky, and it was not rewarding me as much as I thought it would. You know,
remind people, there wasn't the social media bonus of being on a reality show
no.
where you immediately get followers and can make money off
no.
of that. So. But you guys are really what put E on the map. This is before Kardashians. This was like the golden era of reality shows. Mm-hmm. And it was a genius idea, and it was really fun. And, you know, you had such a unique, fun personality because you are so like, you really are the girl next door. Like you really, and even today I was watching the show on Discovery, and I'm like, I love that Kendra hasn't gotten the big fucking lips and, like, doesn't look like a Kardashian. Like, you still are, like, natural. You're always, like, naturally athletic.
I commit to myself. You know, I commit to, like, you know, there's nothing wrong with anybody who commits to, you know, what makes them happy. This is just my way. We all have our own ways. And I try not to focus on really what anybody else is doing. I try to focus on what I'm doing, how to make my life better, how to improve myself, how can I be the happiest person for myself and my journey in my life versus like, you know, so that I focus a lot on that. I focus a lot on how to improve myself to make sure the kids are getting what they need out of a mother. And so all my energy goes to really like a lot of, you know, just my own way, my own, you know, that I just focus on my own way and my own journey.
Well, it is a really interesting life because in watching the new show on Discovery Plus, you are really vulnerable and really honest. And you're like, since my divorce to Hank, you know. And COVID probably didn't help either, but like, you're like, I really live kind of a lonely life. Like it's, yeah. I'm not, it's such a difference in what we saw on the show. And so how many years did you do Girls Next Door?
We did Girls Next Door for 5 years and, five seasons. And then we went right in. I didn't even know I was capable or even, there was even possibility to have another show. And the next scene.
And that was the Kendra on top.
Yeah. And no, that was Kendra next.
Oh, it was just Kendra?
Yeah. Then, there it is.
Okay. Oh, so Kendra was. So you had the Kendra.
So right at season five, mm-hmm. it was like year five of living there. I was ready to get the hell out of there. I grew up. Yeah. I literally grew up, and I'm like,
now by year five, now you have some money in the bank, right?
I have some.
Are you able to take some control with like
when then?
At year five, were you able to take some control of your money? And
yes.
Like,
so I started to obsess with money. This is where I started to invest in real estate, and this is where like I actually have that kind of mindset. Like I'm very, I became obsessed with money. I became obsessed with investing in real estate in year five because I'm like, you know, I want to take what I have and what I've earned. And, you know, I went out of my way and they didn't just give us money. I went and I made my money and even behind Playboy's back. Like I went.
Doing what? Like the appearances at clubs
and things? I would, nobody, you know, I would have my own system where I would be, I would travel like all over city to city to city to city and make all the money like traveling and
making appearances.
Oh, okay. I did that myself, you know, and I hustled my ass off those last 2 years of living at the mansion because I knew time was ticking. It was coming to an end. So my life, you know, moving forward, I had to prepare for. Because something like this does not last forever, and I always knew that. Then there was no talk of my own show until like season five, until like the end of season five, and I was approached, and they were like, "Oh, you know, let's maybe think of a show. Maybe you dating after the mansion." I go, "Too late. I'm getting married."
Oh, you'd already fall in love with him.
Yes. Yeah. So, okay, shit. Well, I guess we'll film that. Like, okay, sure, fine. So, so I was really excited. Like, I actually love filming TV. Like, it's actually the best part. I love creating it. I love filming. It's been an amazing journey filming the show and creating the show.
I remember seeing the wedding. The wedding was at the mansion.
The wedding was at the mansion.
Hath gave you away. And
no, he didn't.
Oh,
no,
no, no. Why did I think that?
Well, because there was a rumor.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
There was a rumor that he did, but he didn't.
Okay.
The man. It was a real wedding with family and everything like that. It was not a Playboy Mansion party. It was a beautiful, beautiful destination for the wedding. If you remove the label Playboy, it was the most gorgeous
property
wedding.
Yeah. Because it was at the mansion. Right?
It was at the
in
mansion.
The backyard. Yeah.
It was in the front yard.
Oh, because it...
With the well, where Hef was married there.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
Okay.
So it was gorgeous. I was so happy with it. And then we continued to film the wedding, the birth of my son in Indianapolis, because I started traveling the world for his job, and the cameras would follow.
Because he's a football player.
Yeah. And then... and then that came to an end on E, which was Kendra on E. And then I thought at that point, okay, it's, you know, times are up. No more show. Next thing you know, I get another show. Kendra on Top.
Okay, so then we have Kendra on Top. Okay. And that's on what network then?
And that was on WeTV. So Kendra on Top was on WeTV. So then it was a continuation of Kendra, but on a new network.
Okay.
And this is all a real journey of mine. This is all 100%. So you're watching a full-blown journey. And just on different networks. We're hopping around. just hopping around, you know, all the networks. And so we started that show, and it was continuation. It was good, and then things took a turn. You know, we started off obviously on The Girls Next Door and Kendra, and it was more of a comedy based. It was more light comedy, family, and then things kind of took a turn, and reality TV started changing at the time. Drama sells, tears sell, so. So then I got kind of – I think we all kind of started to like – things needed to kind of be over.
But so this is when then you have your daughter and –
Yeah. Oh, then I have my daughter on camera as well.
Yes.
So I have both kids on camera.
And this is where we kind of see that you
– I have my wedding on camera, my kids on camera. All the highlights and lowlights.
And then you and Hank started having marital issues. Yeah. And you did a marriage boot camp too with that.
Yeah.
Was that at all helpful for the marriage?
The thing is that it's all in, no matter what you go through in life, no matter what it is, cameras on, you're being chewed up and eaten alive on camera. How you react and how you respond to it is the therapy. So no matter what it is, the therapy was getting ripped apart and exposed. You're naturally going to be exposed no matter what situation you're in, even if it's a TV show or not. So I chose to take it. I chose to believe in it, you know, even though it's all for show and cameras and this and that. I chose to say, okay, I'm believing in what is happening right now, even though it's show-based. And how I respond is my problem. How I react to this situation, no matter what is going on, is my issue that I have to control. So it was very, very extremely traumatic, but it helped in the way where I got a chance to see, you know, it's very, very, everything's a test in your life. Everything, every single thing is a test on you. It's whether your attitude and the way you react and respond is your test of who you are.
And so was there ever a moment when you're, you know, with your husband at the time, you guys have since divorced, that he was like, I don't want to do these shows anymore. Like, I don't want to be on TV anymore. Or were you ever like, I don't want to be on TV anymore? And he's like, we need the paycheck. Like, was there ever that discussion?
And that was probably the missed opportunity for the, you know, any kind of, but again, like,
any kind of what, saving it?
Yeah. But if you look at the world today, who is making it? Come on, no matter TV or not. If there's love, there's love. There's love right now. There's successful co-parenting right now. And there's forgiveness. And that makes it what it was, a successful marriage.
Right.
No matter how you look at it.
Yeah.
So right. My goal is to focus all my energy on how am I going to survive today as a single mother who's alone, nobody to rely on.
So you do not get child support from Hank?
No.
And you don't have to give him.
I choose to walk my life responsible for myself.
But he is involved in the children's life.
Oh my God, he's the best father in the world.
Oh, that's great. That's really great.
Yes, yeah. Everything is really good. I just want to focus on this real estate.
Yeah.
And really...
So let's talk about the real estate. Wait, I just have one more question. Did the show Girls Next Door continue after you were gone, though?
I don't know.
I feel like there was like another person almost like that replaced you.
I don't know. I don't focus on anything else but my own.
Well, there is some new documentary coming out that we can watch, but yeah. I don't know. So let me get into, here's some photos from that. Oh, this was good. This is when you getting sprayed.
Yeah.
Here you are on the cover of Playboy.
Yeah.
This is so,
I just got my boobs done the week before this photo. So I got a little chubby. I sat in bed and ate for like a week. And then I was asked to shoot this cover. I'm like, shit. I'm like, I need to get back in the gym.
Well, your boobs look good and everything looks good. Yeah. I think you looked adorable here. And then here you look amazing too. This is another Playboy.
That was right when I was moving out of the mansion. I was engaged there. I was told to give my ring to the photographer.
Oh, because it was all secret.
I was engaged here.
Yeah, they don't want you married. Look, I couldn't go to that engagement. I couldn't go to that New Year's Eve party either. I just had Troy Jensen here.
Oh, cool.
And I was saying that you were coming in. Yeah, so then he sent me some photos that he did.
Yeah.
These are super artsy, gorgeous, very different than anything.
I was not ready. Like, it's so funny. I was so used to the Playboy, the Playboy photography. I remember this. And he's like, okay, we're going to do something a little different. And I was, you know, I was like, oh my God, I'm scared. Like, this is weird. And then these ended up being my absolute favorite photos I've ever taken.
Oh, that's awesome.
Clothes on and everything.
He'll be happy to hear that. He said you were such a sweetheart. And
I was so nervous. I was like, wait, there's no Playboy makeup. There's no nudity. There's no this. This is a whole different. And I didn't understand. I was like, wait, this is ours. And he's like, just trust me. I'm like, oh, my God. OK. I was having so much fun. And then they ended up being the best photos I've ever taken.
Well, you know what he told me? And you don't have to comment on it. But he said he said that you were such a delight. You're so sweet and so great. And the whole time they're shooting at the mansion, I'm just going to say it. I know you don't, but Holly was like very bitchy, okay? Was very bitchy about it and very like, what are you guys doing? Like kind of like hovering. And doing,
I don't remember.
And then he goes, and then afterwards, Holly was like, can I have your information? Can I use you next? And he's like, no. And I'm like, I love that. I go, that bitch tried to poach you from Kendra. Like, oh my God, that's so annoying. Especially, it'd be one thing if she was super supportive and like, oh my God, Kendra, these photos are gorgeous.
I never know. I never know what's going on around me. I'm just trying to do the best I can.
Well, you did the best you could. Okay, let's talk about.
I've like, I never really know what, you know, so many people have like issues or like, I don't even know what's going on. I don't even have the room in my. Like, I'm, you know, it's really important to me to just really, like, mentally just, like, focus on, like, just staying.
Okay, let's talk about the new life. Okay, so these reality shows end. And when did you decide, like, okay, I got to do something else? And in between the reality shows ending and today, because I looked at your Instagram and it's very professional. It's very gorgeous. And it's all real estate and interior design and architecturally related, which I think that is really smart because that is your career. But the first thing that came to mind was, my God, she has 2.7 million followers.
Eight.
And she is, you know, a pretty girl, a mom and fit and everything. I'm sure there was a time when you could profit and do a lot of ads as an Instagram influencer. But I'm like, I'm pretty impressed that you're not selling tummy tea and a $2 million house on the next post. I think that's a smart thing to do. But is that hard? Was that hard to kind of give up that easy social influencer money?
Right now, brand is so important to me. It's the most important thing to me. And brand, to me, this is the first time I'm actually even building a brand. Playboy was Playboy. That wasn't my brand. That was Playboy's brand. The other years of TV were TV. It was TV and fun and this and that and being a mom and a wife. But now I'm finally starting a brand. And I am so excited for this opportunity. And it comes down to what exactly I actually want. Who am I? What do I want? What am I aiming for? If it doesn't involve those things, I don't really want it.
So when did you kind of make that decision? Because I'm saying that must have been kind of hard to start to turn down that. Because didn't you do that for a while in between the shows and real estate? And I don't think there's anything wrong with it. I'm just wondering.
I strictly want to build my brand and my pages as like similar to a magazine.
No, it looks great. And I think it's really smart.
I'm saving the space for homes that I'm going to be listing. I'm saving the space for my interest in design, my relationships with, you know, my friends who have furniture companies, anything like that, that is in my branding and my interests. So anything else beyond that, I'm going to be putting on hold. Because
I think that's really smart.
It's all about focus, you know, and right now I'm a single mom with zero help, which means that I can only focus on so many things. I deserve my opportunity right now to build who I am.
How did it come about, the show, the Kendra Sells Hollywood? Did they approach you? Did you approach them by saying, I was listening to Juicy Scoop and Heather says I should document this journey on a reality show? Like, what came first, the chicken or the egg? You studying for the test or the show?
I chose to I had a lot of different options and routes to go explore during my time of being on the floor, not moving, depressed, not knowing what to do, confused,
I had so many different things. I was talking to colleges. I was talking to so many. Like my friend even reached out and go, oh my God, I remember like 2 years ago from now, you reached out to me, like, you know, asking me to intern for under her, like as a producer or whatever. I'm like, I know, like, wow, that was like, I needed to figure it out. Like, I had nothing going on. I'm not, you know, just a single mom here. Like, I'm not born from riches here. Like,
yeah.
So I just entered, I just chose to the real estate without even being inspired with any of the shows or anything like that. I really just, I looked back at my history and I'm like, you know, I really enjoyed the game of real estate. I like the game of it. I like the
searching for it, finding the right one.
Yeah. I'm obsessed with it almost. So I'm like, why not just explore this? And this had nothing to do with what's on TV or this had to do with my own true journey of my own life and my choices. So, this has nothing to do with anybody else, but my own life and my own, so I chose real estate. I chose to commit to it. My kids were super excited. They were giving me the space to study. And this is the first time I really even picked up a real book and actually read every single page.
What about your own book that you wrote? Did you read that one?
I wrote it.
I know. I'm joking.
I wrote it. Yeah. I committed to it. I chose not to tell anyone in Hollywood. I said, this is my choice for myself and my life. I don't really care about anybody knowing about it. So, I thought Hollywood was done. Why? I don't want to use this. I just want to just move and get things going here. So I remember opening that book for the first time, page one. I'm like, there are three major books to go. And I'm like, okay, page one.
Page one, real or personal property? This is real property. This is personal property.
Where does money come from?
Yeah.
Like, oh, this is actually exciting. So I actually got really excited about learning where money came from. And I'm like, this is so interesting that I would go to the ice rink 4 a.m. in the morning and tell all the moms, guess where money came from? Like, it was such a real interest. And I really was so excited to learn real estate. And I read every single word in those books because I was interested. I even got offered, like, hey, you don't have to read all that. Like, you can pay someone to, like, take those little quizzes and then, like, do a crash course. I'm like, I'm actually enjoying learning. Like, leave me alone.
Yeah.
So I learned. I chose to learn. And what else am I going to do? Like, I'm really excited to learn.
So once you pass the test, which you passed on the first time, which is hard. I told you when you came, I'm like, I was a realtor. And the test is hard. Yeah. And I did it with my parents for many years. And one of the things that's kind of interesting is on the show, in one of the episodes, is there's this couple that is, you know, acts like they want to buy this house. And then they're like, come out and have dinner with us. And it's like, of course you're going to go. This is a client. But then you have a wild night and they kind of hit on you.
So long story short, so I end up getting my real estate license. And I was so excited that I posted about it. I was like, oh my God, I passed my real estate test and this is the most amazing day. I've never passed a test like that ever in my life. So I was so excited. I posted it and everyone, and within like an hour, like everybody knew about it. I was like walking around OC and people were like, oh my God, congrats. I'm like, oh my God, this is amazing. And the next thing you know, HGTV calls and they're really interested in having another show. And I'm like, oh my God, it's all coming back. Like, yes. So then I started creating the show, we started to put it together. And that's where I love to do that. I love to put together like my own stuff and who am I? What am I going to sell? What are my messages behind my creative work? And I stay committed to it. And then
I really do like the honesty in the show. You know, I know a lot of the people from Million Dollar Listing and they're all really great established real realtors. So you have that show. Then you have Selling Sunset, which is, you know, a combination of beautiful real estate, beautiful girls, tiny, tiny, tiny real estate outfits. And that's kind of fun, too. But it's really more about the they're now playing up the drama of these girls, and I believe they all have their real estate license, but they're not really selling it, in my opinion, when they're – maybe some of them are, but most of them I don't think are really working the pavement.
I get told all the time, like, they're succeeding a lot, because I get told a lot, like, you should watch those shows and get their take, get their tips. I'm like, maybe I will one day. Maybe I do, you know, but, like, I have the best mentor ever right now, who's Ernie Carswell.
Yeah.
And he's showing me and teaching me everything I need to
know. Well, I love that you get with this established team. And yeah. I love that they're sort of honest, too. The show has an honest element that some of the glossier shows don't about real estate.
It's a little raw. It's raw.
It's raw, yeah.
And I'm taking you through what really happened and what's really happening.
And they're like, look, you know, she's green. And we wouldn't take someone normally green like this. But she's a celebrity with these... with the Instagram that she can post your listing. And I have a friend that has a big Instagram following, and she was no longer asked to be on the show that she was on. She was a reality star. I said, if you can get your real estate license, you know, you walk into a listing appointment and you say, I'm gonna put your house on my social media. Mm-hmm. All these other brokers cannot compete with that. And that took years to establish.
Right.
These people that follow you. And it is very powerful.
Yeah.
And I liked that the people hiring you, even though it's a reality show, said, that's a bonus. Like, we're going to get something out of you. And so I liked that. It wasn't just this glossy, fake-looking show.
Right. 100% right. We're really trying to figure it out. We're really trying to, you know, figure out what I can do. How can I help? How can I... you know, how can I really, you know, succeed in this business and bring this all back for us all to, it's more complicated than you may think. Like you just said, it's very complicated.
Yeah.
Like I just went to and toured a property, and it's a very unique situation, and they didn't want any social media. See?
Oh. Mm-hmm.
So there's all these every situation is different.
Mm-hmm.
But the listing I have in Hollywood, it's blasted all over the place. People Magazine, and I have the tools where I can help bring exposure to your property. But then if you want it to be a private situation, you have that as well.
Right. So I thought that was really great. And then you are kind of, you know, a funny girl. You always have been. So we get like the funny part of like trying to figure out your outfit with Jessica, which Jessica Hall, who I've met her a few. We worked together on a couple things. And I'm like, this girl is just everywhere. I'm like, she's, you know, Heather Ray's best friend who's on Selling Sunset. She's like, I'm like, geez, if she has to sell her house, who's she going to ask to sell it?
I know.
See,
I've already been in these kind of situations where a friend like sold with someone else. I'm like,
it is a hard thing.
It's heartbreaking,
but sometimes you get listings because the person's like, look, we have four personal friends that are realtors, so we're going to pick someone that's none of them because we would piss them off. So sometimes you know, you benefit from loyalty, uh-huh. and sometimes you benefit from someone else not being loyal because 100%. The same thing, because, you know. But I think it's always just, you know, important that someone picks the person that can do the job, whatever that is.
Sure.
And if it's your friend, I think that's great.
Sure.
Or if you say,
like, I'm going to a listing, a meeting this week, and, you know, they're really excited. They're investors. They're really excited for the opportunity for their property to be exposed. I'm offering them a good deal here, mm-hmm. you know, and they're really excited, and they, you know, they're meeting with an investor, developer, all this stuff. So it's very exciting to know that people are interested in what I have to offer. So
along with this, so you filmed this whole season. Are you going to be filming more?
Okay,
they haven't said it.
I hope so. Well, I need to feed my kids.
Yeah, but they haven't said for sure a second season yet.
No.
Or you're hoping to say.
No, I hope so.
So
make sure to watch and support.
But what I want to say about the couple that, like, you know, weren't really, I mean, that back in my day, because so I was.
Did you experience anything like
this? Yes, because I was doing it when I was young. And so at that time, all the realtors were like old, but I was like my parents' young daughter.
Yeah.
And so And I had these headshots because I was an aspiring actress. And so I, like, put out this headshot. And my parents, you know, people loved my parents and everything. So they were, like, wrote a little article, like, Heather McDonald joins the team or something. And I immediately start, like, getting calls. And, like, one was, like, this cop. And I'm like, yeah, I don't care. They only can only spend, like, whatever back then, like, for a small house. This will be great. This is what you kind of start with, is smaller homes.
Of course.
I spent all this time driving this guy around, and he was so not interested in buying anything. Like, and then the end, like, well, let's go out to dinner.
I get it.
And then also my mom would get kind of excited that people found me attractive. And I'd, like, hear her on the phone being like, oh, that's my gorgeous daughter, Heather. Well, you can't see her legs in that real estate picture.
God.
But I'm like, Mom. She's like, I'm like, what's the next thing you're going to do? Pimp me out and show?
Oh, my God.
Oh, sure, she can meet you at that empty house off of Mulholland.
As you can see here, I'm sending a clear message. There's reasoning behind everything you're seeing.
Yeah.
This here, I'm covered, okay?
Yeah.
So I'm even thinking about removing my boobs at some point.
But when my husband was actively doing it too, he one of the realtors that he was a mortgage broker, and one of the realtors that was giving him business was a former porn star. But she was doing great because all her porn friends were buying houses in the valley.
Oh my God.
And,
yes.
You know.
Oh my God. So many.
But the sad part of that story, and this isn't going to happen to you.
Right.
But then the market dropped like in the late 2008, anyway, she had to go back to doing porn.
Oh.
But that's not going to happen. And not that you were ever doing porn before, but you're going to be successful
forever. A
lot of sex
workers enter the real, and it works for them.
Yeah.
It does.
It's hard. It's what my dad always would say, because he's a realtor, he goes, when the market's hot, everybody joins real estate. And then when it drops, the good people remain, and the other people go back to teaching or porn.
Right.
Like, it's so, you know, because I think sometimes with these shows, like watching Selling Sunset, I'm like, how many pretty girls watching this Netflix show, binging on a weekend, is like, that's what I'm going to do. And I get
approached every day. Yeah. Like, oh my God, you're inspiring me to be a real estate agent. I'm like, oh, good. Good for you. And, you know, I'm hoping someone comes up, oh, you're inspiring me to sell my house with you.
Yeah. That's what you'd prefer. Cool. That's so funny. Well, I think what I also like is, you know, obviously you have an advantage for all these reasons that we said. But
it's not easy.
Right.
And
that's what people need to know, that like on Selling Sunset, it's like,
you don't get a pass because you're a celebrity. Let's just be real here. You have to go through everything. You have to go through it.
You have to go out to dinner with people that then want to bone you after. And you're like,
let's just say I really did learn that at the exact time you're watching it.
Oh, really?
I didn't know. I was like, oh my God, I have a client. Let's go to dinner and stay out till 4 a.m. in the morning. I learned that so fast. And I woke up, I'm like, a couple times after, I'm like, oh my God. I'm like, is this how I want to live my life? Like, no, I really have to maybe take a step back and like really rethink like how I'm going to approach this business here.
And the hardest stuff about real estate is that like you do always have to be available. It's, you know, just when you're planning on going.
Oh,
like,
I am. I get an email like on the spot. I'm like, hey, I'm here. And they're like, man, you didn't even give 1 minute of time to breathe. I'm like, I'm so excited.
Yeah, you have
to. This business that
I think people don't realize that, too. That's some of the hard part is
like having to emailed about a horse ranch today. I'm in the showering and I can't. I get this email about a horse ranch. I'm like, oh my God, I'm so excited about horse ranches. I'm looking
at you're already doing comps on it. Yeah. Yeah.
Doing horse ranch comps.
Yeah.
In the shower within 5 minutes of getting the email.
But that's what I think people don't realize, like how a 24/7 type of job it is. And then how you're saying, like, you know, the hardest part is I always remember my parents saying that they would joke about this time that they got this like flowers delivered to their house. Of a client that my mom had shown so many houses to, and then they walked into an open house and bought that one without using my mom. And then they sent flowers. And I don't think this is what it said on the flower card, but my parents would joke and say, roses are red, violets are blue. We bought a house, so fuck you. Like, how is flowers going to matter? So you know, when I started to do it, I'd be like, after I'd show property, I'd be like, you know, I had so much fun today. We really had a great time. But unless you buy through me, I make no money. So you go into an open house, you say you work with me. You have to educate these people. And then other people are like, well, I don't care. It's up to me, you know. And yeah, it's so that's the hard. That's the hard part.
There's a way, like, you have to not only – you have to train yourself first.
And then train the
client.
And
then you have to train – you know, you have to set these rules and boundaries and make sure that everyone is really in the relationship for the right reasons.
Yeah. Speaking of which, are you currently still single?
I am single.
And how is that going with dating?
Okay, the word dating does not exist to my head, okay?
Okay.
Do I want to believe in love again? Do I want to form a healthy partnership with someone? Heck yes. That's really exciting. Like, I loved marriage. I did love marriage. Hank and I had a great marriage. And for the
most
part.
How long were you together?
8 years, but mm-hmm. the majority of it was great. It was fine. And I loved the feeling of having a partner. And the dating world is just not for me. I'm not going to, like, be at a bar like, hey, you know, it's not going to be.
What about the apps?
No.
You're not on Raya?
Never.
Raya?
Never in a million years. I would rather.
What about people setting you up?
Do you have someone? Or
no.
Okay. No. I think it's just going to have to just come naturally or something.
But do you ever get to a place where you're like.
Sex is sex. I think sex is. In my head, sex is sex and relationship is relationship.
So you're having sex. You have some people that you can call?
No. Not currently. I'm drying up here.
Now, do you feel now this is the other thing with single moms and stuff, is that they're like, whatever, it's fine, I'm fine, fine. But then they have this other little bit of fear, like, okay, I'm really fine, but like, how long am I going to let this go without trying a little something?
Don't try putting yourself out there. Well, no, I can't put myself. I won't put myself out there. I think that's.
Well, if someone asks you out,
in my
go?
Opinion, for my life, I feel like I'm taking away from the self respect to put myself out there. It's like minusing myself to put myself into a situation where I'm hardly respected, you know. And I don't like that. I like to be fully respected under my conditions. I'm a control freak.
Yeah.
So I'm a straight up dork mom. Like, I'm at soccer practice 3 days a week, live in Target where I bumped into you not too long ago.
Yeah.
Whoever doesn't respect that way and just wants to hop into a bar situation to say they went on a date with Kendra, fuck off. I have no time for that kind of stuff. So if someone naturally evolves into my way, like, that's fine. I just don't think, like, I'm gonna go out of my way. I don't even go really out anymore, so to go out, it would be out of my way to go out, you know.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I want to set my life in a healthy, like, I'm a very healthy minded person. I like golf, so it would be nice if someone golfed.
Oh, yeah, okay.
So golf, if someone has the interest and someone's an golfer.
All right,
golfer,
well, you can come golf with me. You can teach me. I'm not good, but you can golf with us.
So you
want
to date me? Is that what you're saying?
No, golf. Come to my country club, but there's, like, no single men there. But, but you know, maybe you'll get some clients.
Yes, I'll be there.
Yeah.
Hey, send me the tea time. I'll be there.
Yeah.
But I love golf, and I love, you know, I'm going to the Chargers Giants game this Sunday. So anybody who likes football and likes kids, obviously, and I would rather not go to a bar to, like, just be like, hey, let's date.
Yeah. So. Well, I'm excited for all of this, and I'm really glad you came on the show.
Thank you, Heather.
The show is on Discovery Plus, and it's very good, and there's 6 episodes out. And how many more do you have left?
Yeah, so today, every Wednesday, a new episode drops. We have one more episode coming up next Wednesday, But you'll, if you download Discovery Plus, you'll get to stream them all together, all at once, if you want. And it's actually, if you stream it all at once, it's really good.
Yeah, that's what we did. So. We watched it. Yeah, I like it.
But you have to watch the whole. You have to watch how it ends. It's really. It's not, you know, it ends, you don't expect it. You don't expect it.
Yeah. Okay, good.
So it's really, I take pride in this show. I take pride in my real estate journey, and hopefully, you know, and it's really exciting. Hopefully if there's a second season, maybe I do explore love and dating and all that. Maybe that's what we do.
Yeah, I think so. I think it'll be good. And then your Instagram and social media and everything for anyone to find you.
Yeah, at Kendra Wilkinson. And if you want to engage and have fun engaging in my new journey, and whether it's my show or real estate or all of it.
I love it.
Just hit me up at Kendra Wilkinson.
Love it. Thank you.